Blog Talk Radio. very far over many lands and seas. He was very shy, and there was so much sadness in his eyes. But very wise, so wise was he.
Charismatic and all that. He just was. Even when he sung the national anthem, I mean, it was Marvin Gaye. You know, it was just unique. It was special.
Can you see
the man you're about to see and hear, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. 3, 4.
I got something, yo.
in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to
sing on.
Lift every voice and say, till it in heaven rain, ring with the harmony. Oh, let it be. Let our rejoices rise high. Turn in the time, loud as
foreclosure and losing their homes. Making Home Affordable from the U.S. government has already helped many struggling homeowners. Go to makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE. The sooner you act, the better chance we can help you.
I'm home. I'm home.
Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Congratulations on landing the job. I'm really excited for you.
Thanks. How's your search going?
The job market's tight. I mean, I can barely get an interview.
Yeah. And I've got student loans to deal with. You're lucky, you know. The National Guard paid your loans off.
Luck? The Guard was a smart decision, one you can still make.
The National Guard Student Loan Repayment Program can pay up to $50,000 of your existing student loans. Get the details at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Illinois National Guard. Aired by the Illinois Broadcasters Association and this station.
Mozart's home, these are so very great. Kids rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious
and so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes
and soon you'll realize how impactful your gift with Mozart in the art can be.
They'll get better grades, make more friends and express their individuality.
When they learn to
play some music, act or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAMM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
The views expressed on our programs are not necessarily those of WVON, Midway Broadcasting Corporation, or our participating sponsors.
Live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON, you're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Conversation with Dorothy Tillman on Chicago's legendary WVON, the talk of Chicago, 1690 AM.
Good morning, y'all. Say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. I'm black and I'm proud. I know y'all might feel down a little bit or feel like everything is overwhelming you, but I'm telling you, it's all about being proud, being black, being strong, and not being scared. I'm excited about being here this morning for several reasons. I tell you, thank you, Jane Brown. Out of sight. I'm so excited about it because one of the reasons, I'm going to continue the conversation in the 7 o'clock hour on what we was talking about on Perry's show yesterday about the schools. We got to complete that. And I was going to take the 2 hours for it, but I have some young men who's going to be here from Broken Windows, some of our children who are in the program in this play called Broken Windows that's coming up at the Harold Washington. We got one day of Broken Windows coming up at the Harold Washington. And, you know, the Harold Washington Theater is about on the street, off the street, on the stage, and where we work with these students. And we're going to have these young men, hopefully they're on their way. And if you're on your way, come to the side door and knock. But I think this will be at 6:15. We're going to have them to talk about their role, what they're doing, what Broken Windows is about. It's about what's going on out here with these children every day. And Cassandra is the director of this play. She's doing a great job. She's also directing Annie. And Annie will be coming up next month. And you all been supporting Annie. We appreciate that. Supporting Annie, and also continue to support the Harold Washington Culture Center and ask you to go down to Seaway Bank and give us a donation. We need to keep these doors open. We still doing our capital campaign. As you know, we still are in our struggle. It's not over with. We're just moving on and need your help so you to continue to help us so that we can help our children. So we're going to be talking to them and when I, about that, and then we're going to go into what's going on with this school because this school stuff is very serious. And I think black folks are being given sold a bill of goods. You know, the more I read, the more I disbelieve. You're going to close some schools this time, and then you're going to close some later on. You're going to be closing some schools. When and where? And it just don't make no sense what's happening to black people. It's that new Jim Crow, as Michelle Alexander talked about when she talked about the prison system. Black folks, if you look at Reconstruction, I read any of the books on Reconstruction, you will find out that right now what happened to us, how they reconstructed government during Reconstruction and put black folks back into servitude and some other things. So you do see a Reconstruction going on here, and what they're doing to black people is a disgrace. And is what the most disgraceful thing what's happened to us around this country is black leadership, elected, anointed, or appointed, is is eerily silent on what's going on. And not only are they silent of what's going on, it's like they take the sound bite and repeat it back, and all the public hears a sound bite. Look, we got to do more than a sound bite. We got to look deeper than what the press release says. We got to look at what's going on here. And I don't think anything is more important than saving our babies. Every generation right now, every race is looking, laying a pathway for their future generation. We have to do it too. Maybe folks who don't have any children or who don't have some, who don't have things that don't understand, they may not understand that. But whether you have children or not, you got to understand the race, what we got to do here. So there's a huge reconstruction going on across this country with black people. When you look at Detroit, when you look at Gary, got Daley hanging around over there in Gary now, running around like he running some. Even though you have a black mayor, you got Daley over there being the shadow mayor. We got to watch that too. But Gary, I always said Gary and Detroit was the two cities that black folks could really pull together. But unfortunately, we see what's going on. And one day I'm going to have one of the people from Detroit, one of the council people whom I know, to come in and talk about that. But that's a whole another story. But if you go from New York, Philadelphia, you go to Harlem, there are no black folks all in Harlem. But you go to Philadelphia, you go to Cleveland, you go to Columbia, Ohio, you go to L.A., you go anywhere black folks are. You can go down south. You know, you go to Pensacola. You could go to Mississippi, Alabama. You see there's a move afoot to move black folks. And I'm not sure, but I heard on Channel 11 that there were no Hispanics on the list for closing. And I got to see that, you know. And so black folks are always hollering Hispanics and blacks. And nobody else hollers nobody but them. And black folks do that because they are afraid to fight by themselves. And they be looking for cover. And what we have to do, if we're right, only fight if you're right. And if we're right, other people would join us, but they can't lead our fight, and we can't be afraid to fight. If we don't fight for our babies, I don't know what else we'll fight for. This stuff stinks. This school closing stinks. And we're going to get more into the school closing when I get through. And I'm just so disappointed because I got a chance to observe Mrs. Bennett on some TV shows. She seemed a little arrogant to me. Maybe she was tired, but she sure seemed arrogant, and I think that's not going to work. And I don't know who she's saying she's running some. Everybody under the sun knows that the mayor of the city of Chicago is running the public schools, so she should say, I'm doing my job, not that I'm running some. There's a difference. So you got a black man, who's Mr. Clark, who's leading the meetings, and a black woman who's dropping the hammer. That's some dangerous stuff, black-on-black crime. I call it black-on-black political, black-on-black economic crime. It's just as bad as shooting crime, just black-on-black shooting crime. It's really bad. And when you look at the fact that there's only 14% of black teachers in the school now, and very few men. And when you look at a school like Mayo, they're closing Mayo and merging it. They're merging Mayo with another school, and they're taking one of the black few male principals, the men principal, out. I think the men principal at Mayo, who's been turning that school around, I think he's almost on his way out. So we got to look at this thing real deep. And when they talk about closing the schools for resources, what you mean resources? You're going to take some over there. What are you going to take? You're going to give them a few laptops. You're going to do this, make some schools fine arts. No, every school should have art, music, science lab. Every school should have physical education and all of that stuff. Every school should have a holistic approach to education. Don't say we're going to paint this up and do this and give a few laptops. Hey, they're playing with you. They're playing with our babies. We don't get mad about our babies. I don't know what we're going to get mad about. I'm calling on these ministers, and I heard her say, faith-based. Ministers, do not sell the community and these babies out by following in this mess. We're the only group. You heard no other race where they said they were dealing with their faith-based to close it, their faith-based and elected officials to make those decisions. Don't let us down, because if you do, you're going to have to answer to God and the wrath of everything else is going to come down on you. So we got to really look at now, Bashar, the black man, got fired because he went on vacation during the strike, or just before the strike, or whatever. The mayor's on vacation, and Barbara Bennett said she was going on vacation today. I mean, this is a joke. No other race, no other ethnic group would take this but us. So we got to fight back, y'all. A man can't ride your back if it's not bent. Power concedes to no one without a demand. It never has, and it never will. So we must demand, and we must fight back as a people. Don't you sit on your butt and allow this to happen. And they're doing so many things to us. at one time. You know, the mayor unveiled his program for redeveloping the communities. What did he give? He had y'all feeling good about bringing the gospel fest to that little bitty park on 37th Street. The faith base said it was all right. No, he brought it from downtown. Well, Harold Washington took it down there. The gospel fest was started under Harold Washington. Sasha Dalton was the first coordinator of that gospel fest that we put together. I said, Harold, let Sasha do this gospel fest. And we did it at the Chicago Culture Center out there. South Shore Park out there before Harold began to rehab that park. And Harold said, no, we need to take this downtown. We went downtown. So now y'all excited about moving it. All of our music has been taken over. Other things been done to it. If you look at the redevelopment plan that we had for the Third Ward, I wish y'all go online and look at Third Ward redevelopment plan. But we were really developing and had put together a plan where the community voted on. We was going to build our community just like Chinatown, and our tax dollars from TIF was supposed to be helped to do that. Now, that plan is squashed, and I want to know if they legally vote to not do it. And our TIF money is gone, not just in the Third Ward, but all over the black community. That's what I mean about how they're using us. They put these TIFs in place, and the whole purpose of the TIF was to develop blighted communities, and our communities were supposed to be able to enjoy in that. But what they did was they've taken our money and they're gone. So they're really reconstructing, redoing black folks, pushing us, and we said, yes, master. And then you have the leadership. Your traditional leadership is repeating this same mess. We cannot repeat it. They get us all caught up like they do. Oh, they're shooting. They're doing this. They're doing that. And we doing the internal stuff, and we can't get the external stuff done. So we got a lot to talk about today. We're going to talk about the schools and about being pushed back. And this as Michelle Alexander called it, the new Jim Crow. All of this, the jails, the schools, how they do in our community, and we sitting by without even understanding. Now, as I said, I'm going to interview some young men from the from Broken Windows, who's part of the Harold Washington Culture Center off the street on the stage. And it's directed by Cassandra. And we're going to come and talk to them. And after we get through talking to them, then I'm going to come back and we're going to finish up the school stuff. You're listening to the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. Our number is 773-591-1690. We're streaming live, www.wvon.com. Our number is 773-591-1690. We also on blackplanet.com. We're on iHeartRadio. If you're listening, turn your iHeartRadio on. We're on iHeartRadio. We're on Facebook. We're on group Facebook because my other Facebook is so crowded, y'all. We're also on Twitter. So I want you to get your coffee, get your tea, and come on back and talk to me because I'm going to be talking to some handsome, nice, smart, artistic black men who is part of our Harold Washington program who are going to be doing this show. And, you know, that's off the street, on the stage, is our babies. If you're not doing nothing for them, stop talking. Get your coffee, get your tea, come on back and talk to me. I'll be right back.
The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Shaquille O'Neal for new Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. New Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now. Advance past pain and get on with living.
New Icy Hot Advanced. Available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
Welcome back to Science Today. And we already have our next caller. Welcome. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Philip.
Hello, Philip. You sound really young.
Not really. I'm 9.
Oh, wow. You're still in elementary school, right?
Does that matter?
Oh, no, not at all. What's your question?
Well, I know the molecular formula for water is H2O. I also know that hydrocarbon is CH3CH250CH3. Glucose is C6H12O6. The general formula for an alkene is CnH2n+2, but what I can't seem to find is any scientific formula for Bob.
Bob?
My goldfish.
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
Congratulations on landing the job. I'm really excited for you.
Thanks. How's your search going?
The job market's tight. I mean, I can barely get an interview.
Yeah. And I've got student loans to deal with. You're lucky, you know. The National Guard paid your loans off.
Luck? The Guard was a smart decision, one you can still make.
The National Guard Student Loan Repayment Program can pay up to $50,000 of your existing student loans. Get the details at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Illinois National Guard. Aired by the Illinois Broadcasters Association and this station.
My name is Tom.
My name is Cindy.
We give to and volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
We know our time and money are going to the right places.
We don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and Ad Council.
I'm home. And I love it. I'm home.
I'm home.
Where I belong.
These days, many Americans are at risk of foreclosure and losing their homes. Making Home Affordable from the U.S. government has already helped many struggling homeowners. Go to makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE. The sooner you act, the better chance we can help you.
I'm home. I'm home.
Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
How do you wake up the entire African American community to the hidden issue of mental health problems?
It showed up in my life through one of my best friends. And we've been friends for over 30 years.
Share your story.
If we would have known earlier, you know, we would have been much more supportive with her.
Once I reached out to my sister, it got a little better. Once I told my mother, it got a little better. The more I talked about it, I felt it coming off.
The healing is in me, and the healing and the journey can also be extended to others.
It's our community and our mental health.
Giving voice to what you're feeling is part of the healing.
If you're strong enough to just open your mouth, that's all it takes.
And the most revolutionary and healing thing that Black people can do right now is to love one another.
It's time to share ourselves. Healing starts with us. Search online for Stories That Heal. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and the Stay Strong Foundation.
To be a good father is the most important job in a man's life. But it doesn't have to be hard. Play catch. Go to a park or visit a zoo. Help your child with their homework. Sit down together for dinner. Ask them how their day was. Things get busy, and sometimes we all fall short. But the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today.
Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You know that the ice cream scoop can make a child smile, and that by slowing us down, the traffic light can keep us going. You know that the lawnmower makes life easier, that the blood bank makes life possible. But did you know all these ideas came from the minds of African Americans? Support the United Negro College Fund, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Visit uncf.org or call 1-800-332-UNCF. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
What are you doing?
Filling out a loan application.
I can help you get approved, you know.
Really? How?
With this.
A bag of sand?
It's not a bag. It's a pouch. And it's not sand. It's credit fairy dust.
Credit fairy dust?
Yes. I sprinkle some fairy dust on the application, and your credit rating magically improves.
There's no such thing as the credit fairy.
An unbeliever now. But what will you think when your loan is approved?
I'll think my credit score improved because I paid my bills on time, kept my credit card balances low, and only opened a new card if I really needed it.
It's the dust.
It's sand.
Don't deny the credit fairy.
There's no magic to improving your credit, but there is help, and it's free. Go to creditfairy.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the Consumer Bankers Foundation, the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights Education Fund, and the Ad Council.
Spring is here, and Broadway in Bronzeville is back with the Tony Award-winning Broadway musical production, Annie, directed by Cassandra Bell, live at the Harold Washington Cultural Center, opening Friday, April 5th. For tickets, log on to Ticketmaster.com or call 773-373-1900. There is Valley parking available, and we are handicap accessible. Enter code WBON for additional discounts. This makes for a wonderful daddy-daughter day at the theater. Your civic or social organization can utilize this as a fundraiser, and as you know, we have our filter states available for the community in the city. on to BroadwayandBronzeville.com for those special field trip dates at the low rate. And join us for the Youth Pavilion during the reception and the intermission of Amy, where we showcase some of Chicago's up-and-coming young entrepreneurs. Log on to Ticketmaster.com or call 773-373-1900. See you at the theater.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you name it. Want to connect with WBON on all of our social media? We've made it simple. Just text SOCIAL to 88474, and the links will be on your phone in seconds. Standard text message rates apply. You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WBON.
Say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. We're back, y'all. We're back. We're black and we're proud. We got to say it real loud as we can say that we are black and we are proud. If you're not proud of yourself, what can you do? You don't respect yourself, how you expect anybody else? To love yourself don't mean you hate anybody else. That means you love yourself. You got to fight for yourself. If you don't fight for the children, who are you going to fight for? It's all about the future. Welcome back, y'all, to Coffee, Tea, and the Conversation with me, Dorothy Wright Tillman. You're listening to the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WBOE, and our number is 773-591-1690. We're streaming live on www.wbon.com. We're also on Facebook. My Facebook is so crowded, but you can also go to group Facebook. We're tweeting on Twitter. We're on iHeartRadio and listen to us there. But I'll tell you, I'm just so excited this morning. I'm excited for a lot of reasons, not just because we're celebrating 50 years of WVON. I want you to come on and join us, but also that we're getting ready to open up Broken Windows on March 29th at the Harold Washington Culture Center. And I told you our mission is off the street and on the stage, where we're working with young men and young women through art. And that's why I have the position I have about the schools that we're going to talk about in the 7 o'clock hour, because I had to take this half hour to talk to these young people before we went into our break. It's all about music. Our music is out of our schools. Our arts are out of our schools. Our physical education is out of our schools. Our science, our math, everything that it is to make a whole person is out of our schools. So we have to really look at this whole school crisis that's going on. Ron Emanuel, they lie, they're playing games with our babies. And if you don't fight for your babies, what can you fight for? So every animal I know will fight for their babies. I don't care if I scare them. This is a fight for the babies, for the children. And that's why at Harold Washington Culture Center, we are committed to off the street and on the stage. And today we're just so excited because, I mean, don't you believe it? I told you that we cannot take a small minority of our children who are having problems that we need to reach out to and to work with, and have everybody think, making the world think that that's how we are. This is a snapshot. And there are a lot of folks doing a lot of things. And we have the children that's doing a lot of things on Harold. We have, oh, you know, so happy. And I'm going to put this T-shirt, I'm going to give it to Evan, I'm going to put it on my Facebook, y'all. All we have here is we have four young black handsome men and two men, grown-up men. And that's why I'm so mad about Mayo. They're moving Mayo. They're moving that black man who's the principal of Mayo and bringing someone else in. We only have a very few percentage of black men in the public schools, and only 14% black right now, and I'm very upset about that. But I'm happy to have the men, even the father here. We have James Williams, who's taking the pictures. At some point, if I have time, I'm going to let him say something. But Guy Wilhite, who's playing the dad, and Broken Wonder, say good morning.
Good morning, everyone. How
and
are you
pull
all?
Pull that a little closer to you.
All right.
Brandon Lewis, who's also in Broken Windows, say good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Nico Williams.
Good morning, people.
Is this Jordan Matthews or Jahanda?
Jaden,
where you at? Oh, hey, that's my little handsome one over there. He's the one that likes to chew gum. Say good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
And DeAndre Brown. Say good morning.
Good morning.
Uh-huh.
To everyone.
Okay. So, Nico Williams, the Metro, you go to Metro High Valley?
Matilla Valley.
Matilla Valley. I don't have my glasses. Thank you. Jade Matthews, go to McKinley Junior High School.
Yes.
And Brandon, you go to what school you go to?
Oh, I'm currently not in school at the time.
You high school graduated. You're an actor. Okay, yeah. That's all right. I see. And DeAndre Brown, what school you go to?
I attend Platt Academy.
And how old are you?
I am 13.
13. And how old are you? Jaden, how old are you?
13.
Okay. And Nicole, how are you? How old are you?
Nicole, were you? I'm 15.
15. Okay. And I just want them to get an idea of who you were and what you're doing here. Cassandra Bell is the director of this play called Broken Windows, which is going to be March 29th at 7 p.m. at the Harold Washington Culture Center. You can go on Ticketmaster and get your tickets, or you can go by the Harold Washington Culture Center. Let's talk about it for a moment. Help me up. Bring me up. Who wants to start talking about what it is? The dad won't tell us what Broken Windows is about.
Okay. Guy Wilhoit here again. Broken Windows.
And you're playing the dad in the play.
The
real father here. I'm going to get him to talk in a moment. Okay.
Yes, Broken Windows is actually about what's going on, really what we see in the city every day. A lot of the things that individuals have to go through about making positive choices, about dealing with the gun violence, the drugs, the peer pressure that youth have to deal with on a regular basis, and trying to show that in a positive light, trying to show what individuals can do, the positive choices we can make in life.
Now, what is a positive light? How do you show something such tragedy in a positive light, Mr. Willis?
Well, of course, tragedy happens.
It happens in all our life.
It happens in all our lives. But when we show those positive choices, because a lot of times in what we see daily, we don't see the positive choice. People always try and put the negative out there and try to accentuate the negative. When we're trying to accentuate the positive, we show the negative but accentuate the positive and put that in the spin to make sure that we show what individuals do, right choices.
I remember one of the boys was doing something because of his mama had done something. I'm trying to remember. How the kids handled the crisis. Mm-hmm. Now, what part do you play, Williams?
I play Ricky. He's kind of the tough kid in the family, and he deals with the situations because his dad's incarcerated, and then he's got his brother, Brandon Lewis, trying to raise him. And so he just has to deal with those problems, and he's just the aggressive one throughout the play.
Okay. Did he get a chance to deal with it?
I'd say you get to see some soft moments with him, but he's just an angry guy. It's not
just
really
angry,
the situation.
Just angry.
Yeah, he's just angry.
Just an angry guy, huh? With a loving mother.
Yeah.
Okay.
He loves his mom.
Loves his mom. Is it Jaden or?
Jaden. He was all right.
I was okay. Pull the mic a little closer to you. What role do you play, Jaden?
I play J-Bug.
J-Bug?
Yes.
Like J-Bug in my day. What does J-Bug do?
He is an A-plus student, actually.
Really?
He has a loving mother. She's a single mother. And his dad doesn't really take care of him. And his mama gives him everything, but he doesn't take it. He just is going about his peer pressure.
Mm-hmm.
So he smokes and all of that stuff
mm-hmm.
with his peer pressure and stuff, and he really doesn't, see what his mother is really giving him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I tell you, Brandon. So what role do you play, Brandon?
I play the older brother of the six. I play the role of Michael White Jr. Michael White Jr. is basically the father figure to the brothers.
To the brothers because your father's incarcerated.
Yeah, incarcerated. Uh-huh. So therefore I have to step up a major responsibility by taking care of six boys, loaded with what I'm going through. I am affected by the street violence. And the show is going to be an incident where one of my younger brothers gets shot. Therefore, it makes a drastic change in the show to show the dynamics of a positive kid doing wrong, because I'm a well-kept guy, but I have to protect my family through having a gun on my waist. You know, I have to protect my brothers with part of street life as far as violence is concerned, without giving away too much of the show. So that's my role in Broken Windows. I'm the father figure to the six boys.
Okay. All right. Now, this little bitty one over here, DeAndre.
Yes.
Yes. Look at it. What role you play?
I play Johnny
And what does Johnny do?
I'm sort of the nerdy one.
As nerdy as you look now. it's good to being a nerd is smart and sexy these days. Young girls love nerdy little boys. You're the nerd. What do you do? And all you and this family with all this dysfunction that's going on, but yet in love, you know, I wrote a book, Hang On To Your Hats, and I dedicated my book to my mother. And I said, she gave us so much love, we didn't know we was poor, you know. And so with all this going on, and this is typical black, you know, it's not typical, but this does happen. And so in all of this, you're the nerdy one in the family. So how do you handle all of this?
You know, all I have to do, all I do is really just stay positive. Not really, I worry about it, and me and my twin brother, we sort of miss our mom and not being away and stuff. But out of all, we just have to deal with it. I mean, things will change eventually.
So this is what you do in the play. You just kind of be a nerdy? Your role in the play.
Yeah, and not only that, we're sort of the good kids. Well, all of us are good kids. But
all your good kids are dealing with a society.
Yeah, we're just dealing. Yeah, and it's putting a lot of pressure on all of us because we're trying to deal with society and how.
So you are children who have dreams. You have a lot of dreams there, Courtney. We have children who have dreams here, and they have to hold on to them. You're like trying to help your brothers and sisters, your brothers. It's interesting that it's all boys, too. He a father, you know, just hanging on. So you're the father to these boys.
Yes.
And you in jail.
Unfortunately, yes.
So why are you in jail?
I was actually convicted for robbing a bank.
And what do you think about being, because I speak to a lot of brothers in the prison, you know. And they, too, had dreams for their children, and they had a lot of problems. I was telling them to come on out because their children need them.
Exactly.
So we're going to talk to you in a minute because what we want these children know what they're doing. You know, this is one of my theme songs. Hold on to your dreams, children who listen, and parents who listen. And, you know, we have to fight for our children because we have to hold on to our dreams. And yes, this is what on the street, off the street, on the baby, this is the place the founders have written. Let's go get to start watching. Hold on to your dreams. Turn it up, Gordon. All right.
And love will shine on you one day.
This old world. Very y'all cold. Mic up. Can y'all hear?
It favors not the young or old. Life is hard and so unfair. Unless you believe that someone cares.
Children, helping children hold their dreams. Black parents, children, black family, black dreams. We got a responsibility for these children's dreams.
Step by step, straight ahead.
Thank you, Cassandra Bell. Thank you for watching. It's
hard to tread. Yeah, what you get is what you do, and you find out that love.
Hey, y'all. He's our baby.
Yeah. Dreams are the wings of the mind. You can fly.
And they got to have something to fly on, y'all. Dreams are the wings of the mind. You can fly. Our children got to have wings. They got to have dreams. And that's what this play is about. We have Brandon over there making sure his brothers hold on to their dream while the father's sitting over there in jail because he did something stupid. But he's our dad and he's coming back. And we got them. These are the kind of daddies and mothers we got to make sure when they come back and pay their debts to society that, you know, they don't become part of New Jim Crow. 2 minutes to tell me about why you're in jail and what's going on with you and what happened with your babies and all of that. Tell me about it.
Well, not to go too farly in depth.
No, we want them to come see it. Make
right.
it very
we definitely free. Want you to come see
Make them
windows.
Hungry. Mm-hmm.
I am incarcerated, and I spent 9 years in prison for robbing a bank. And when I come back home...
Were you unemployed when you robbed that bank?
No. Well, I'm going to say I was a struggling black male trying to
black
make
man.
Me.
You, I, you was a struggling black man. Okay.
Trying to make ends meet to feed my family. Oddly enough, prior to the incarceration, the wife in the play was supposedly pregnant with the twins.
Okay.
Which is DeAndre's playing one of them.
Okay.
So I actually didn't even get to see them born.
Oh, yeah, that's some heavy. That's the way it is, y'all. And I understand that because, like I said, I speak to a lot of the brothers. And by the way, a lot of the brothers in the city listen to me on the website. Some of these brothers is out there in the street make these young brothers listen to me. So I'm glad y'all are listening this morning because you get a chance to hear of what's going on. So how do you feel about your dad being in jail?
It's heavy. It's a real burden on me due to the fact that I, like I say, I represent reality. I represent young guys having to play the father figure inside the household due to the mom working a double. And just have to maintain what the father left behind. So it's tough far as Michael's character is concerned because it's a load on him. You know, he has to deal with the fact that his father is in jail as well as dealing with raising 6 boys, as well as dealing with getting the education, as well as dealing with outside interference. Mm-hmm. So when it all come together, it plays a heavy, heavy role on me because it's just like I have to maintain a mental mindset throughout of the show, but it all builds up in anger towards the end because, you know, I just let out. I'm tired. I vent to the audience. I vent to my coach. I vent to my brothers. You know, I can't do it all by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And all of my brothers are different but unique in a way. You know, I have to deal with the bulliness of Ricky. You know, he's angry for what reason. It's like I have to deal with him. I have to deal with the 2 nerdy brothers, the ones that like to build stuff and fix water pipes. It's like a Phineas and Ferb. They're like the Phineas and Ferb.
My mama, I'm about to go fast.
So the brothers make it comical, which helps Michael go about his day because he can't stay angry throughout the whole, you know, time of his life. So he have his brothers to play a major part to just show me that it's okay to laugh. It's okay. It's going to be all right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what Michael Jr. character is all about and how he's affected with his dad being locked up.
You know, for those who are listening, I might have to carry this over. I need to deal with the school problem, but I might take 10 minutes. I might take this a little bit over past the break because I need to really deal with it. I had 2 more of our cast members to come in. Let me take just a couple of calls real quick. Brother Plunk, make it quick because I'm out up against the break. How you doing this morning, Minister Plunk?
Black.
Black, can't get no blacker than that. Always black,
yeah,
black.
I am black and proud.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Praise the Lord. We can share success, breed success. I just like to share the thought that we are going to be supporting our children, including baby children, all God's children and baby children. We just launched with Orange Tree, and we're going to be Sunday on the 24th at 235 East 58th Street with a rally concerning helping to stop the violence, robbing, stealing, and help save the children, including
okay.
baby children.
All right, thank you. You sound like baby children. Thank you,
oh,
Reverend.
Yeah, well,
yeah, what you support these, Reverend Minister Plump? I want you to go online or go over to Harold Watch and buy some tickets to come out and support these children. The show is going to be on the 29th at Harold Watch, and one show only. We might bring it back later. So the way you support us, Reverend Minister Plump, go over there for us, okay?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
We're going to be there at 312-671 for some jobs, too, for these young people.
Okay.
So we can do some.
And we'll talk more. They can come out today, but in the meantime, get all those folks who come out to come on over and buy some tickets. Thank you, Minister Plump. Thank you so much. Hello, Ms. Huntington.
Good morning, Alderman Tillman.
All right, I'm up against the break, so hurry up.
I am only going to say, I had a lot to say, but I am disappointed in the school closing.
Well, you can hold on over. You can hold over to the other part because I'm dealing with this right now.
Okay, I'll hold on.
Put on hold, please. Thank you so much. Oh, Reverend Weatherspoon, good morning. How you doing this morning?
Hello?
Hello, I'm Hattie. How you doing, Miss Hattie?
All right, now I'm just calling about the school. I'll hold on to.
Okay, well, hold on. Hold on to your dream and hold on, okay? Put on. Okay, Natalie, Dr. Bennett, how you doing? You want to talk about the schools too, right? Hello, I think she's gone. Okay, well, we know we got this real problem. Well, I didn't even want you in here for a moment. We're broken. We're on the air. You can't make that kind of noise. They don't understand we're on the air. Okay, we have over here. So we got another young man who just came in. How many minutes to break, Courtney? I didn't need but one chair, please. It's too much noise. I just wanted him, and he can stand. What's your name, young man? How old are you? Give him the mic. How many minutes, Courtney?
Me. Okay.
Yes, me. What's me name? Michael Bennett. You 8 years old?
Yes.
And what role do you play?
I'm playing a little boy in the community center.
Little boy of where? Speak clearly.
In the community center.
In the community center? And what do you do? Don't be nervous.
I'm a little boy that get bullied.
You get bullied? Well, yeah. You're not going to get bullied up in here, so you ain't got to stay in your role. So, and what happens with you? Are you one of the brothers or just one of the friends?
Just one of the friends.
Okay. And you get bullied, huh?
Yeah.
And they come to your rescue?
No.
What happened with your bullying?
I don't know what happened.
Okay. Well, you know, y'all also, okay, push it back up to, give it to him. You know, y'all also get it. Y'all dance and sing and everything in this, right? You do it. Now, you know, we got a father here, but we'll get him on the other end. You play a role too, right? Let him, Twin, let him talk for a moment because we get ready to go break. And get my song ready. Come on back up. Okay. What's your name? Deshaun Sanford?
Dawson Sanford.
Dawson, what role you play? How old are you?
I'm 29. I actually play the villain.
You look like the villain. No, you don't.
No, I play the bad influence on Michael White Jr.
Uh-huh.
Actually, bad influence on J-Bug as well. But I do some bad and do some good in the play.
Yeah.
But I'm the peer pressure. You know, I'm the drug dealer. I'm the...
Yeah.
You know, all that type of stuff.
Well, you know, when we come back off our break, I want to talk to you all about what Harold Washington have done for you and be able to play this play and how good it is.
Okay. Because
we got to go on a break in a minute. You listen to Talk of Chicago 69 WVON, our number 773-591-1690. We are streaming live, www.wvon.com. We are on Facebook, group Facebook, blackplanet.com, and we are tweeting. We are on iHeartRadio. Tell your friends to wake up and come on because they need to talk to these young men. We got the Broken Windows coming up at the Harold Washington Culture Center. Hold on to your dream continuing. Come on, bring it back up. And we want you to get your coffee, get your tea. Come on back and talk to me. I'll be right back.
Dream.
of Chicago is 1690 WVON, Berwyn, Chicago.
NBC News Radio, I'm Scott Walterman. For the first time in 4 years, the Senate has actually passed a budget. Democrats getting a $3.7 trillion plan with $1 trillion in new taxes passed by one vote.
We voted on an approach that puts our economy first and foremost and makes sure that we are protecting our fragile economic recovery.
That's Senator Patty Murray of Washington, Republican Jeff Sessions in response.
I just have to say, I strongly believe that it takes us in the wrong direction.
It's non-binding, and the House has a completely different vision for the budget. More outfall from the current budget sequestration. The FAA has closed 189 air traffic control facilities around the country. Here's NBC's Pete Williams.
The FAA says it must take this step to meet the goal of cutting more than $600 million out of its budget.
This is NBC News Radio. President Obama is in Jordan today, his final stop on his Middle East trip. NBC's Peter Alexander is with him in the city of Petra.
The focus of the trip has largely been on the future, but at least for the last couple hours, he's focusing on the Middle East past. Advisors tell me this is actually a place that President Obama added to the itinerary, a destination that he very much wanted to see.
In Rome, another historic day for the new pope as he sits down with Pope Emeritus Benedict for lunch. The first time it's been possible for a new pope to meet with a still-living predecessor in 600 years. People up and down the East Coast last night saw what is believed to be a meteor streak across the sky. Phones lit up from Florida to Canada with reports of the incident. And the alt-rock band My Chemical Romance breaking up. They announced it on their website, saying after 12 years, it's time. I'm Scott Walterman, NBC News Radio.
Never play poker with a guy named Lucky. Never hit a pinata that has hornets coming out of it. Never play rock, paper, scissors with Edward Rock Hands or Edward Paper Hands. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas Touch. Get 10% off any service over $100. Excludes tires, batteries, and oil. Discount off regular price before tax. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget and we'll show you a range of coverage options. But we can't go over all the dessert options. Your server will be back in just a second and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the biggest birthday party in Chicago's broadcast history. WVON is turning 50 with a celebration.
That's gold, baby.
We're celebrating each decade of our history with some of America's history makers, like the award-winning actress Tracy Ellis Ross.
Hi, this is Tracy Ellis Ross, and I'm heading to Chicago to celebrate WVON's 50th anniversary. I'll be co-hosting the show with Matt McGill.
And...
Hi, this is Reverend Al Sharpton. I'll see you April 6th. At the Chicago Theater.
And we're topping off the evening with a grand performance by the songstress with a golden voice.
I would die if you decide you wanted me again.
Toni Braxton. Get your tickets while they last at Ticketmaster and the Chicago Theater box office. VIP tickets sold exclusively at WVON.com or at 773-336-3435. WVON's 50th anniversary celebration, Saturday, April 6th, 7 p.m. at the Chicago Theater.
Presented by Comcast. Our Impact 50 sponsors are State Farm, the McDonald's Corporation, Nielsen, U.S. Cellular, Schweppes, Toyota, Ravinia, and Wintrust Financial.
Hello, this is Baker, Sylvester Baker. I am running for sheriff of Cook County 2014. It's time for a new sheriff. I will totally reorganize the sheriff's office. I will acquire police certification for the entire department. I will form street crime task forces with the Chicago Police Department and Suburban Police Department. I will assign 200 officers to Chicago to help combat street crimes. This will be a first, a city-county task force. I will form strong partnerships with the clergy, the business, and community activists. It's time for a new sheriff, a sheriff who will be about fighting crime countywide. I need your support. I need your vote. Visit our website at www.bakerforchange.com. Contact us at 312-659-1418. Join the team. This is Baker, and I approve this message.
Do you want to give your children a fun and exciting summer experience that will help change the world? Do you want them to connect with others in a safe community? Do you want your children to have positive self-esteem? Then you need to check out Camp Kupagani. It's a multicultural summer camp for kids 7 to 15 years old, and it offers girls-only and boys-only sessions. Camp Kupagani is less than 2 hours west of Chicago, and it's a place where children can enhance their emotional and social intelligence. If you want your children to change the world, then you should act soon, because spaces are limited. The camp runs from June 23rd through August 3rd. To get more information or to register your child at Camp Kupagani, call 866-471-4616. That's 866-471-4616, or visit multiculturalcamp.com. Camp Kupagani is a multicultural summer camp allowing your kids to change their world.
Hello, it's Toyota's number one for everyone sales event. I'm Jan.
Shh, keep your voice down.
Okay.
So can anyone get a great deal on a reliable Toyota?
Yes, pretty much.
Including individuals that may or may not be working at the dealership across the street?
Yes.
I'll be right over. I'll be the one with the fake beard and sunglasses. And we're going to need a code word.
How about ridiculous?
Love it.
Toyota's number one for everyone sales event is on now. Toyota, let's go places.
Realtors have expertise in land development and management, retail, industrial, office, and investment properties. They have the experience, knowledge, and savvy to help you achieve your business and investment real estate goals. Realtors also have the power of the National Association of Realtors behind them, working with legislators and regulators to support the key role commercial real estate plays in our national economy. Ask for a professional who understands your commercial business. Ask for a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
I'm Dr. Ansel Johnson, Clinical Director of Vision Salon Eye Care Associates, located at 12812 Southwestern Avenue in Blue Island, Illinois. March is Save Your Vision Month, and here is another topic of Dr. J's eye care wisdom. Did you know that simple lifestyle and diet changes can reduce the risk of eye conditions like glaucoma, macular degeneration, and diabetic eye diseases? Eat more green leafy vegetables, and drinking juices rich in antioxidants like pomegranate juice is a good start. Call us today at 1-800-435-4733 for an appointment for an eye exam, as well as a more individualized plan for your eyes. Call 1-800-435-4733 or visit us on the web at visionsalon.com. New patients mention WVON for a free gift. Be well, see well, be blessed.
The Xfinity Studios at WVON. You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Conversation with Dorothy Tillman on Chicago's legendary WVON, the talk of Chicago, 1690 AM.
Dark has got color. See my
the present has brought us, facing the rising sun of new safety eager. Let us march on till victory is won.
Difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop.
I don't mind. I've been to the mountaintop. When Dr. King said that, I know y'all don't understand that. He meant that he didn't mind giving up his life. If he gave his life, we can give a minute, we can give a day, we can give a year. And when he said that, I might not get there with you, but we as a people will get to the mountain. We'll get to the promised land. I think y'all think it's some pie in the sky. It's not that. Dr. King, being one of his field staff, I understood that he really, in his wildest imagination, with some of his naiveness, did not understand that. He thought that if blacks made it, as we opened up doors and we fought for them, that they would reach back and pull other blacks up. He could not even imagine black folks thinking because they made it on their own and turned their backs. So it's that time, y'all. It's 7 o'clock hour. It's that 7 o'clock hour. And you know what time that is. Mothers over there, that's over there in the control room. Courtney, my engineer, Ebony, and my producer, and all of the young men around the table and their father. It is that time for y'all to suck it up wherever you are in the world. I get folks listening to me all over the world. And all wherever you are in the world, in the state, in the city, in the country, in the nation, my friends over there in the Bahamas and all of you in Ghana, you know what time it is. Y'all get ready. It is time to take that deep breath. I'm giving Courtney a half a second to work on what she's doing. It is time to take that deep breath. Black. Come on, y'all. It's one more time. Take a deep breath. Black. I got to do it one more time for the young men. You got to do it. Come on. Black. Now I want to tell them the reason I do that every Saturday, because sometimes black folks think there's something wrong with saying black. And I've had people to call me since I've been doing that on the air that said they'd be somewhere and they're scared to say the word black. It's always minority. It's this. I'm not no minority. I'm a black woman. And in order to work or be with anybody, you got to understand who you are, young men. And so that's why we do the black. And those who've been holding on, know, a lot of y'all just listening. And you listen to Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. Our number is 773-591-1690. We are streaming live on www.wvon.com. We are on blackplanet.com. We are on Facebook, group Facebook, Twitter, and we are on iHeartRadio. That's how you can get us. It's like you listen. I know y'all see on the west side this morning, young brothers. I know y'all listening. I want you to know we're having a good time, and I want some of the brothers who got you listening to bring you over to see. You got to see Broken Women March 29th, 7 p.m. at the Harold Washington Culture Center, off the street on the stage, and we're just glad to have them. I held them over, then I'm going to go into the school question, and I want to talk to Deshaun. That's what we were talking before we left. Now, so you're the bad one.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, you work at the youth detention, right?
Yes, I do.
Tell me about it.
Juvenile detention center we work with. I mean, every time you hear about a crime going on in the area, whether it is murder, rape, you know, if they're teenagers or younger, we get them at the building. I actually used to work with them as a counselor. They changed the title to youth development specialist. Mm-hmm. And now I actually work with Rapid Response, meaning I deal with disturbances.
So that's why it's good for you to be in this place. You got to really understand and feel.
Correct.
And Cassandra Bell is also works at the...
Correct.
What does she do at the correctional
center? She's a counselor or youth development specialist.
Youth development specialist. And that's why Cassandra's a very good director. She's directing Annie, and she's also directing this, because she understands the importance of off the street and on the stage. She understands that very much so, what it's like. So, Harold Washington Culture Center, tell me, what is it like working at the Harold Washington Culture Center?
Working there,
this is Brandon Lewis, y'all. This is the brother who's trying hard to keep his brothers on a straight and narrow path until this young man go get him and try to make him get some dope, Deshaun Sanford.
Working at the center is like home away from home.
Uh-huh.
You come in there with a positive mindset. We always open up in prayer so we can make sure rehearsal runs smoothly. It's always going to be ups and downs, but as an artist and just as an individual, you have to stay strong. You have to, you know, understand that criticism is just not at you. You know, it's at a whole.
It's character building.
Yes, so you have to be able to understand the ropes of working there as far as being an artist, whether you're singing, dancing, or acting. It's a place where you get to express yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, you know, I may come in with something that's actually bothering me,
mm-hmm.
and because of the character I portray, I have to have anger sometimes, so I let that out as a sign of surrender to myself. You know, I could be able to just let all my emotional feelings out on the stage and walk away feeling happy. You just have to have a good, positive mindset, be patient, and just be there. You have to have a good ear. Just take in what you hear and show it physically on the stage.
Uh-huh. So that was Brandon. Was that? No, no, that's Brandon. And then we had Nikki, right?
Nico.
Mm-hmm. She told me I was pronouncing it wrong, Nico. So what do you think about working at the center, and what does it do for you in terms of being able to be there to come up, and what does it do for you?
Well, I just think it's just a great experience. I mean, I got great people to work with. I got a great director. And I really have learned new things as an actor. Like, I never sang or danced, but now I'm actually learning dancing for the play. So
mm-hmm.
it's just fun all around, really.
Mm-hmm.
And I just like being part of something that's happening today. I mean, I see people out there with guns and selling drugs all the time, and I'm glad to be part of a show that brings this to light.
Uh-huh. And you are a father. Are you one of the fathers who, now which one of these children are yours? James, his name is, this is James Williams.
My son is Nico Williams.
Uh-huh. And what do you think about having a place for your son to come to like that?
Well, you know, first of all, I just like to, you know, thank the Harold Washington Center for giving the kids an opportunity to perform this wonderful play written by Cassandra Bell.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, when to off the street on the stage, and they're really getting some, it's really good. So, I mean, I just wanted you to just say a few words as a father one of them, because they always got these lies that we don't have fathers. If, how can the person not have a father? How did the baby come? Okay.
Absolutely.
I wanted to make sure. So it's really a good place, and we're asking people to make sure that they come on the 29th at Broken Windows. And how can they get these tickets?
Again, yes, the tickets can be found online at brownpapertickets.com right now.
Okay.
Brownpapertickets.com.
Okay. Okay.
They're $25.
Mm-hmm. Now, keep in mind that Broken Windows is produced and directed by Sandra Bell. Now, she's also the director, even though Harold Washington Culture Center is producing, is the producer of the of Annie. But Cassandra having a place to come and just do her thing. I mean, I just love her. She's just such a wonderful person. You want to say something to me, Mr. AEO? You got something you want to say before Deshaun Sanford? You want to say something? No, Bennett. Michael Bennett, you still give him a mic over there. Take your hand. So what kind of experience is for you to be as a young man getting into acting and getting into theater this young? How do you feel about that?
It's nice.
Mm-hmm. Now, what school do you go to?
Frazier?
Do you get bullied at Frazier?
Mm-mm.
You're just getting bullied in this play?
Yeah.
And what grade are you in?
Second
grade. Isn't that wonderful? What I'm going to do is thank you so much for being here this morning. I had to carry you over before we, I didn't want to just let you go.
Oh, thank you.
And we're going to have you back again. Because I know Cassandra's going to have to put this play back up maybe at some point, because it's very important for people to come out and to hear and to see what this is like. Do anybody have any closing remarks?
Yes. Well, I would like to thank you, of course, for allowing us this opportunity to share what we're trying to do to let people know what's going on in our city. And it's not just our city, of course. It's all over the United States. And giving these young black men a chance to give their talent. So thank you to you. Thank you to Cassandra Bell. Thank you to the Harold Washington Cultural Center to allow young black men a place to show their talents and be positive in doing something other than what people expect of us.
Right.
Because we're so much greater than what people
expect. Oh, yes, we are. And art is our form, our music, and all of our culture. You're an example of why it's important to bring art and culture back to the schools, music, and all of those things. That's part of character building. Now, you used to work at the Matthews House.
Yeah, I still work there now.
And you know what? The Matthews House really worked with young men and young women.
Yes, definitely.
Tell them about the Matthew
House. Matthew House is actually a daytime supportive service agency for the homeless, serving those in the Bronzeville area and all around the city of Chicago.
Look, I just wanted to make sure I mentioned that, because when I was all in, when I supported y'all. I want to just thank you so much for being here. And before I let you go, I'm going to play Marvin Gaye on your way out. You can cut the mic off after you play it in a few minutes when I hold my hand up, Courtney. Marvin Gaye, we got to play this for you. And those of you out there understand who really care. Harold Washington Cultural Center do care. These men and women and Cassandra and all of them care. Don't let anybody fool you. They're our babies. If you don't fight for your babies, you're not going to fight for anybody. They're our babies. We love our babies. We love babies. We love the children. They're our future. If you don't take care of them, you have none. So, 773-591-1690, WVON. Hey, save the babies. Thank you so much.
Flowers won't grow.
Flowers won't grow.
Thank you so much.
Bells won't be ringing.
The bells won't be ringing.
Who really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try?
To save the world.
To save the world.
That's destined to
that
die.
That is destined to die.
When I look at the world,
when I look at the world,
it fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children today.
Children today.
Are they gonna suffer tomorrow?
Really suffer tomorrow?
Oh, what a shame.
What a shame.
Such a bad way to
Such
live.
A bad way to live.
Oh, who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop
when
living.
We can't. Stop living, oh, oh.
Live.
Live.
Live. Live for life.
Life. But let's live everybody.
Live life for the children.
Live life for the children. Oh.
For the children.
Let's
save,
save
the babies, save the babies, save the babies.
Let's save all the children.
Save the babies, y'all. They're ours. Save the babies. And that don't mean no National Guards or no police, y'all. That means a lot of other things. If you like what we're doing, you know, you could always go to Seaway National Bank and support us. We're still fighting for our people. Go down to Seaway on 35th Street anywhere and just make sure, help save the babies. But you can also go to Harold Washington box office to pick up these tickets. Make sure you go see this play. Bring your young men and bring your young women to see this. Well, I tell you, we got to save the babies. Hey, who really care? We care. We care. We're going to thank so much. We're back. Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. Our number 773-591-1690. We are streaming live, www.wvon.com. We are also on Facebook, iHeart, Black Planet, Group Facebook, and Twitter. You just got through listening to our young men, a whole group of young men that we work with at our center, off the street and on the stage, how we're working. Cassandra Bell, thank you for that play, who wrote the play. She is producing and directing this play. She's directing Annie, even though Harold Washington Culture Center is producing it, and she's just one of our many directors that we have at Harold Washington Culture Center that we give an opportunity to get a chance to at least display what they can do. Where else can they go but the Harold Washington Culture Center? We have many directors. You know, you saw John Ruffin direct one play. Now you got Cassandra Bell directed, and we got other folks that's directed, and they all put on top quality shows. Go support the Harold Washington Culture Center. Also go to Broadway in Bronzeville and see what we're doing there. We got Annie coming up, and we got Annie Misbehaving. But in the meantime, on the 29th, please go see Broken Windows. Take your grandchildren, grandparents, take these boys and let them see Broken Windows. We're going to go back to the phone now. You listen to Coffee, Tea, and the Conversation with me, Dorothy Wright Tillman. So let's conversate. And if you want to talk about the children who just left, you can. Or we can talk about the education. Once again, I think that I'm not trusting what Ron Emanuel is talking about this education. It's a disgrace what they're doing with all of these black schools, how they are closing these schools. It doesn't make any sense. And they have not really given us any data. They just make you fall into the little sound bite. What are they underutilized? Tell me how they underutilized. Where are you taking them? And then they fooling you like they're going to do something. The same way they did the CHA people. Tell me, let us close down your public house and we'll give you vouchers and we're going to give you this, we're going to give you that, and haven't done anything. Look, mothers, if you don't fight for your babies, parents, churches, school, clergy, please don't join in. Let this woman be on TV talking about we got the faith base. Faith base, if they got you, then come forward and tell us why they got you and what made you buy into this mess. Okay, I'm going back to the phone now, and we're going to talk for a few minutes. Reverend Weatherspoon, how you doing?
You're right.
How you doing, Reverend Weatherspoon? Turn your radio down, Reverend Weatherspoon. Turn your radio down. How you doing?
Oh, yeah, pretty good.
Put him back on hold there. He's talking. Reverend Weatherspoon, stop talking, please. Ms. Huntington, how you doing this morning?
Good morning, Alderman Tillman.
Good morning.
I am really very happy about the young men that you had on.
Wasn't that awesome to have them on? That was an awesome display
of talent. Now, I am calling because I am really concerned about the closing of the schools. And I'd like to bring to bear, years ago when Ruth Love came in, she had a very big conference of all of the schools in the city where they had parents, teachers, administrators and students, as well as the custodians, the lunchroom people. And she left from Mastery Learning to the Basil Reader.
Well, because the court mandated they do that because we took them to court. And they brought Ruth Love in to replace Creature Caruso, as we called her.
Right, right.
And you remember, we were down there.
Yes.
We were down there. We came and gave us our ice cream. We said, welcome to Chicago. We're not playing about this.
And the CAPC, Chicago Area Alliance of Black School Educators, assisted with that. And we came together under the Ron Edmonds approach. Now, what I'm saying now is, at that time, we were dealing with the consent decree, with moving from the Mastery Learning to the Basil Reader and all of that. But now... And at that time, we also got the law that said that we teach African American history in all classrooms.
Well, I think Black history is a law that, God rest his soul, the Senator Shaw passed that bill. And nobody's talking about it. See, they are doing, we're getting into, as Michelle Alexander talks about when she talks about the prison system, the new Jim Crow. And they are really pushing the envelope on us. And I'm talking to these ministers, and God knows, you know, my minister, Pastor Hunt, he know that I was raised in the church and I believe in God, but I also said, God said, you got to help the least of these. She can't hide behind the faith base on
That's
this.
That's right.
And they need to stand up and fight for these children and make sure that this is right. Thank you, Ms.
Hunt. And then, wait just 1 minute. We need to ask the parents to get with the teachers and not only get the things that they're giving, but make sure that these children are going to have safe passage.
I think the parents need to file a lawsuit. Bottom line, this closing and file a separate and unequal lawsuit. That's the bottom line. It ain't nothing else to do, because if you do anything else, you're falling into what they do. A safe passage for what? High police officer going to safe pass? Put a little green suit on somebody.
This is unequal. Mm-hmm. And we need to work with the teachers as well as
my
the parents
is lit
and
up,
the community.
My board is lit up, Ms. Honey.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let me tell you, I think that parents need to file a lawsuit. It's already separate and unequal. And our tax dollars and all our stuff, not only is unequal in terms of the education, it's unequal in terms of the contracts. And, you know, when I was an elected official, all of my children went to public schools, and they all graduated from public schools. And we got folks who have no – won't even put their own children in public schools. I don't even, you know, and they just kind of willy-nilly and just not caring. And then some of them do care, but they don't want to trust the minds of their children in this system. And we got to stand up. We got to file a lawsuit separate and unequal. We need somebody to come in and go through this thing. They need to do a forensic audit and report of everything that's going on here. Something is wrong, and God don't like it. I tell you now. I tell you. Miss Hattie, how you doing? Hello? Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Who's
speak
on?
Up. Hello, Miss Hattie.
Oh, hi, yes. If you notice, I noticed that many of the schools that are listed as to be closed are named after African Americans, and I think that was part of the plan, just as the housing development named after Robert Taylor, Ida B. Wells, demolished. Those names have probably never
brought to it's deep. Stuff is so – see, it's sublimium, it's psychological, it's imagery, it's all of that. And right now, we need to follow – they're talking about putting – they put psychology when something happened in one of these other little schools. Our children right now are psychologically being damaged by this mess that's going on. And parents need to file a temporary restraining order and file a lawsuit. That's what I think.
Well, included in that lawsuit should be mandatory child parent centers in every school that's supposed to be closed instead of closing them. Make it mandatory for the mamas, the daddies, the aunties, the grandmas, granddaddies, whoever is in that child's life.
Well, I think, Ms. Hattie, first we got to do is come up with a strategy to stop the closing, and we got to do an analysis ourselves of what's going on in these schools, and then we come in what we need to put in. I think we got to do that analysis. That makes sense to me. But what you said makes sense to me. Thank you.
22 students per class with two teachers.
I got you, Ms. Hattie. We just got a little bored because I'm going over a little bit today.
Thank you.
And they're going to make these schools all crowded and stuff. I remember that school out of Dearborn School out there on State Street had 12, didn't have no kids hardly, and they kept that school open forever. I wonder how many kids is in there now, because those folks around, they don't have no babies down there, that little school they was building. Ebony, please come here. Thank you so much. All right. Nate.
Hello? Yes, good morning. Good morning, Alderman.
Good morning.
You for your service to our community through the years. I totally support your vision that to band together against the school closings and, yes, to challenge this in the courts. And I commend to the real an article published by the Daily Chaos, daily.com. It documents that Rahm Emanuel represents those who are seeking to create a crisis, talking about underutilization and budget deficits for purposes to justify the charter schools and the like. This is simply selling these assets to the highest.
Well, I think that what's happening is that it's been a long plan that's going on, and I think he's accelerating the plan to deal with that, to get this stuff, and I think that parents have got to stand up. See, we're not asking the right questions. What we do is we only respond to what, and that's why I'm charging the leadership here, Nate. The leadership, anointed, elected, or appointed, I don't think they're leading our people in the right direction. They're about to lead our people over cliff. Because
a brief follow-up. Now, I point to the fact that we celebrated the 10-year anniversary of the Iraq and Afghanistan war. Countless billions with a B to build schools infrastructure over there. But you mean to tell me that Chicago, the third largest city in America, the president's home, goes lacking over $1 billion?
Well, I got to say something deeper than that, Nate, and I got to go to my next call. Every one of these communities where they closed the schools had TIFs. And in the TIFs, I know the third ward was one of the richest TIFs it was. And the
TIFs
there was to build up and help blighted communities. Now, our money has been given back to the city to do whatever they want to with. Look, the bottom line is this. Parents do not buy into it. And I'm so disappointed in Miss Barbara Bees because I got a chance to observe her on television. She's a little arrogant.
Appointed.
She's a little
appointed by who? If you are,
but she did you
elected,
but you see,
board,
I did you
not need, appointed.
Right, we need a school board. We need one. But to me, Barbara Bennett is a little arrogant. She's gonna have to calm down a little bit. Thank you.
Call the roll. What about the former Cook County prosecutor Andrea Zopp?
I got you, but I got a little board, Nathan. I got 25 minutes left.
That's a gnat. As in Nat Turner.
I like that, Nat. I thought, okay, Nat, go on. I know you know what to do. You like Nat Turner. Your mom will deep the name you Nat. Thank you. I tell y'all, we have got to, we cannot see. It's not just here. It's all over. And those of you listening to me in Philadelphia, in Cleveland, and Detroit, everywhere, there's an attack and an assault throughout the country on black people. We have an internal struggle and an external struggle to fight. And if we fight, other people will fight with us, but we got to fight ourselves. Can't nobody lead our fight. I was looking at this UNO, where they gave UNO just $98 million and finna give them another 35. Now, UNO only have 13 schools with 6,500 students. That doesn't make no sense to me. And they finna build some more schools. And none of the Hispanic schools was on the closing list. It doesn't make any sense. And according to this report that I got, it said that they were really heavy in debt, and they're trying to get all this money, the public money. These are public-funded money. It makes no sense. And when you look at the idea of Overton students got to walk all the way to Mollison, that doesn't make any sense. When you look at the closing of these schools and what they're going to do, it makes no sense. But they got us asking the wrong questions and making the wrong statements. We're being bamboozled, y'all, just like the public housing people is being bamboozled. And I told them, do not buy into that. And now they're all over the place. Half of them are homeless and all a bunch of stuff. Do not buy into the hype. Remember that there was a black woman who was a nurse that was used in the Tuskegee experiment with them black men who got syphilis. Those black men would not have taken that sugar pill if a black woman had not given it to them. We cannot allow ourselves to be used by others. Now, some folks might be scared to speak up, think some repercussion, but the repercussion should be that you're not fighting for your children. That's the repercussion. But I'm going to tell you a strange irony. Jane Byrne had an issue with the schools, and black folks had given her the votes, and they retaliated. Remember that. A whole lot of the same stuff is going on here. And the only time that black folks are important, and you need to remember this, is just before election. Everybody bombards you, and they knock you down. We put almost everybody in office, and we're the first one that they step on. Get your foot off of our necks and leave our babies alone. If you don't get angry about that, what the hell are you going to get angry about? It makes no sense to me. Save the babies, Joanne.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, Alderman. I thank you so very much. Save our babies.
Yes.
I'm telling you, it's a setup. It's a setup, all the women.
Ooh,
it's
set
a setup.
Yes,
they're trying
set
to
up.
Grow. They're trying to take our babies at a young age and mislead them, and so they can become statistics for the system. They start with them at an early age. Give them the dropout syndrome. There's no encouragement and opportunity in our neighborhood. This is only happening in our neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
because,
no, it's not in the white neighborhood.
It goes back to slavery when they put us a transatlantic slave and they brought us over here and all the things that they did to us here. And because it have never been dealt with and they're still using those taxes, I told y'all to read Advice Among Masters. What these folks are doing is in that book. How they are doing us is in the book. And I want to once again tell these ministers, do not be the faith-based ministers supporting this mess that 3B is doing. Do not be part of that. We got to lead our children and our people in another direction. You got to be like Dr. King ministers. You got to stand up. File that lawsuit.
Well, I tell you, Mayor, I agree with you. I thank you so much, and God bless you. But you know what? Our mayor is putting up all these parks. He's redoing everything, spending millions and millions and millions of dollars. But our baby's education must be sacrificed for his dream.
Well,
we got to fight. We got to fight. We got to stand.
It's very simple. If you don't, if they think we're stupid if we don't fight for our children.
I mean, all this money is going into things that parks, beautification. That's tax.
Well, it's going to pause beautification because they don't expect you to be there to enjoy the beauty.
No, that's not right. We're going to give up our baby's education for his dream.
I tell you
There's just a lot of hatred.
No, what's
going to
happen is you don't take care of these babies, God's going to have, you're going to have something on your hand because there is a thing called a higher power. And if you don't understand that, minister, whoever, I mean, it's not worth the pennies you're getting. It's not worth anything. The baby's the future. We got to fight. Thank you
so
much.
Go. Ignorance and hatred for black people. That's all it is. They hate us. Mayor Romney hates black folks.
But we can't
hate
ourselves. But let's not hate ourselves. We can't hate ourselves more than we can't hate ourselves more than somebody else hate us. We cannot do that. We got to love ourselves, and we got to fight and forgive each other what's been went on.
Yes.
We don't have time to talk about the past. We got to fight. It's about our communities and about our babies. There's an emergency in the black community, and it's
Thank
called
you
Save
so
the
much.
Babies. Thank you so
you
much.
Alder.
Save the babies, y'all. Save the babies. We're on Blog Talk Radio, too, y'all, so you know you can listen back to this on Blog Talk. I was telling Perry the other day, I'm going to do this, try to do it in a minute's time so I can go back to the phone. When Jim and Ebony was in elementary school, and they had continuous progress, and we didn't know, that's what you got to understand, these children were set up way back then, whereas when, and that, now that was under Richard Daley's father, during that time, that was before his father. Well, his father had passed, but his father had set up continuous progress on him. But anyway, so maybe not. But anyway, the continuous progress was such that these children was getting levels and not grades. And then when they got eighth grade and they couldn't read, it was on a fourth grade level, they sent them onto high school. And then it was getting all this extra money. And then the Morrison parents filed a lawsuit. And we pulled continuous progress out of the school system. Then they brought mastery learning in. Bo and her husband out of Philadelphia came up with this scheme in their basement, and they brought it to the city of Chicago, sold it to the Board of Education under the leadership of Miss Caruso. We call her Creature Caruso. And they sold it, and they was able to sell it all over the country because they said Chicago school system had it. And the only folks that were using the mastery learning was within the black community. We fought that. But they took it out, and we made them put the Basil Reader. We organized all of the parents throughout this city of Chicago. We had all of these parents. We had about 300 schools of parents that was organized. The Parent Equalizers of Chicago, which says that we had to equalize this education. And under that, now what they did later on, because Harold was going to do reform, which was different, they came up with this thing called school deform. I was in Alderman Committee then, and I told folks, the reform is deformed and we should not vote. It's moving toward closing our schools. And all of our black elected officials voted for it because they thought it was some good thing. I said, it's not good. So the reform then said that we had to have these local advisory councils at the board. They had these signs all over the place, all these corporations, to put these people on these boards and stuff. And they gave all this different. So, and I'll give you part two next week because I want to go back to the board. But understand that this was long range. And when these children could not read, it started on the continuous progress where they sent these children to high school knowing they could not read. And now we're in a situation where you only have a 14% black teachers in the public schools, very few black men, and you take men like the principal at Mayo, they're finna take him out and put somebody else in because of the merger. So it's really serious, y'all. You can sit on your butt, but it's going to bite us in our butt in a few days. Shapira and Paul Hebrew, I don't know who they oh, shut Okay, I'll tell you, I'll come back. I don't know. Is that Greta school closing? Hello?
Yes.
Jeter.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. I'm Jeter from South Carolina. Yeah, our school is closing. Our middle school, black middle school.
What's the name of your school?
Well, historically, it's Bell Street Middle School in Clinton, South Carolina. And I was able to.
You in Carolina? Wait, now you in Carolina?
South Carolina.
You in South Carolina? They closing schools down there too, huh?
Yes, ma'am. We only had two black high schools in our district.
They closed the first one in 2007, and they're getting ready to close the second one.
That's what I mean.
They have a school. Yes, ma'am.
That's what I mean. It's all over the country.
It is. It is. And to the point that the kids even hate where they're going to school, because I did a survey of the kids who attended the school at a church meeting, and the kids said they didn't like the school.
That's what I'm saying. And I'm glad you called. And you call me back next week because my board is lit up and I got a few minutes. But let me tell you.
Oh, they're having a meeting tomorrow?
A big pardon?
Hello?
I can't hear you. What did you say, ma'am?
Oh, they're having a school board meeting tomorrow.
Where?
And,
in South Carolina?
Wednesday. They're having a school, not tomorrow, Monday. I went by the district office to get a request to speak before the board.
Uh-huh.
Would you believe they locked me out?
Yes, I believe it, because there's a war. That's the new Jim Crow. You know, the education is very key. We've always said education is key to our children getting out of their mess, so they found another way to hold our children down. Yes, I believe
they
it.
Are.
You keep strong, and we're pulling for you, okay?
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. You know, Shapur and Pur in the Bible, when Pharaoh told them, said, I want you to kill all the boy children. And Shapur and Pur did not do that. And so he said, didn't I tell you to kill all those boy babies? And they, being the black women, they were slick. They said, we just can't. Them Hebrew women, they had them babies too fast. Those black women be having these babies too fast. I can't save them. So right now, not only are killing all the boy children, right now they're killing the minds of our children. And those of us who are left who have this consciousness and this understanding, we've got to stand, because you do have a lot of children who come out of school who don't have that understanding, because what was put on them during continuous progress. Those children are Ebony's age and older. So we got the late 30s, 40s, and early 50s who children, especially late 40s, who came out of school and they had this problem. And now their children, and it's just been a continuation of the continuous cycle that we have to fight for. Reverend Weatherspoon.
God bless you, Dorothy.
Thank you, Reverend Weatherspoon.
Yeah, what we have to do is segregate back in the community, We also have to deal with the parents, the teacher, and the ministers in the community.
Why do you think these ministers are supporting the closing of these schools? Why? And I have not seen them. I heard about it, but I haven't seen them. I want to see their faces. And they're not supporting the parents, and they're not supporting the self-determination of black people. They got to do just like we did with Harold. We got to fight back. This situation is the same as it is when we had Harold Washington. Just before we put him in.
Yes, Doug, also, Pharaoh is dead. The Pharaoh spirit has affected the mind of so many people. Thousands a year have affected their mind. It's a generation a transfer of spirituality that affected the black man's mind. And we need to raise up and educate and change this shackle, break this shackle off the people's mind.
Yeah, you're right. I agree. And spirituality is first. Thank you. You always have somebody to say thank you. And what they're doing to us, y'all, is they know who we are. And they know what we can do with education. And right now, if you look at all the schools that's closing, they're all black schools. The question is, are they closing them? Is it because we black or is it because of something else? I think it's because we black and it's a new Jim Crow. And we're sitting our butts here letting it happen like we did with public housing and that reacting after the fact. They closed public housing. And I told y'all what was going to go on. And this is what's going on now. If we allow this to happen throughout this country, what they're doing to us, it's all over. But I say it's not going to happen. Is it because I'm black? Wherever you are, Philadelphia, New York, Detroit, Alabama, Mississippi, California, wherever, Gary, wherever you are, just know it's because you're black. South Carolina, you just called. You want to check in with me? Check in, because I'm going to carry this over next week. We're not through. They did this stuff during school break. See ya, Johnson, y'all.
Looking back over my false dreams that I once knew. Wondering why my dreams never came true. Is it because I'm black? Somebody tell me, what can I do? Oh, Lord. Oh, something is holding me back.
Yes, sir, we black. We got to stand up and fight back.
Is it because I'm black?
Minister, I want y'all to be the Dr. King preacher. Them substitutes need to be the conference preacher. Them ministers that happen in Georgia.
In this world of no pity.
Come on, y'all.
I was raised in the ghetto.
We know most of y'all see your children in the mothers come to y'all church. You got to help. Because I'm black, I got to go back to the
park. Mama, she worked so hard.
Mama worked hard. But y'all, let me tell you.
To earn every penny. Yeah.
Is it because we're black? Coming back to the phone, y'all. Coming back to the phone. Mr. Bates, Mr. Davis, how you doing?
Very good, Ms. Gentleman. Very good. Thank you very much. I'm in Walton, Kentucky. I ain't going to give you an air horn at the truck stop there right now.
Okay.
But, you know, I think these things, well, a couple things is linked up as far as the closing down the schools and building up the parks. And Emmanuel, he's over there in Pilsen. And then there's another part that he wants to do with an abandoned railroad track to have a trail and all like that.
All the big game going on here. People not looking. They took our plan that we have for redevelopment on our culture in the third ward. They didn't put it up there on the north side. Now in the third ward, you know, we had laid out a plan to develop our culture for black people.
Yes, ma'am, but like if you get a house, don't they value the property based on how close you are to schools,
right,
and parks, and that's how we determine our house.
Right.
You know, we can watch the kids out the kitchen, and they go in the park and play.
It's a new
you
Jim
know,
Crow,
and
David.
They have the school district.
The education is a new Jim Crow, just like the jail system. Thanks, Dave.
But I see how they link it all up together, trying to, you know, mess it up, because that's going to mess up folks' houses, property, and
I understand.
Everything.
Thank you, Dave.
Yes, ma'am. God bless you. Thank
God bless
you, so
you
much.
Too. It's just like
yes,
you said on these buildings. You know, corner buildings are very important. Corner buildings are important to the property. When you tear down corner buildings like Book is, you're almost destroying the community. Mr. Bates, how you doing? Mr. Bates from Gary? Hello?
Hello?
Mr. Bates from Gary?
Courtney Bates from Gary, Indiana.
Yes,
how
sir.
Are you doing?
I'm fine.
Morning,
how you doing?
Dorothy right there.
I'm fine. How you doing?
Okay, said enough about what you do and where you've been and certainly where you're going, getting the message out.
Thank you.
But I want you to know over here in Gary that, you know what I mean, that we're standing up, you know what I'm saying? Because if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything.
I'll
but
tell
the thing
you.
About the black schools is it's nothing but a ploy to disenfranchise the education of our children.
Right.
We know that, so we got to. Inadvertently, we got to stay ahead of the curve, so to speak.
Well, you better watch out.
I'm fighting a fight from within and from the fight from without. So
yeah.
You know what I'm saying. So my hands are full, but you know I might get tired. You know, physically. From you know the onslaught. You know, but yet still, you know what I'm saying. If you don't. If you make no investments, then you can't make no withdrawals.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't send no praise, if you get no blessings, come down.
I like
what
that.
I'm saying, we come from a family of books. You know what I'm saying? But the problem still exists. See, we got to do something more than write books. It means we got to learn how to act. On the issues, you understand?
Thank
and you know what I mean? We're aware of what the problem is because, you know, we know who our oppressor is, you know what I'm saying? So what are we going to do about it? That's the thing, you know what I'm saying?
It's time to fight back.
Put me at the front of the bell. I mean, I'm a product of the hood, and I appreciate, you know, being, you know, and coming in, you know.
Thank you, Mr. Bates.
With a replica from your family,
Thank you, Mr. Bates. I'm sorry I had to. I thank you so much. I got to just try to get through with everything. Tell Armani. How you doing?
Yes, ma'am. All praises to God, ma'am.
I just fine. I've had to get you on before I left here. Yes.
Ma'am, what we got to do, sister, you got to go get your blue jeans out and get your hat on.
Tell her I haven't heard from you in a little while. If I'm hearing from you, I know it's time for revolution time.
Yeah, it's time to, you know, I mean, we got to give one our last try because, you know, things are getting kind of dusty out here. So we got to just begin to sit, get ready for war. I mean, that's it. Yeah, I mean, you know, because... Everything we tried to fight for in the 60s, the 50s,
right.
And the 70s, they're trying to systematically take across the board.
No, they're not trying. They are doing this, and that's why we got to push back, Telly.
Exactly.
We got to
exactly.
push back. And this faith-based group, they can't be amen in this stuff these folks doing because most of them have their children in private schools.
And if they got their children in private schools,
exactly.
they've got to stand up for these babies that their mama come
exactly.
in and their mama
we
come in.
We got to stand up for them because
yes.
they don't. We got to.
Yes.
You understand? You know, like I said, just get your blue jeans on and let's go. Let's get ready and go. That's
well, if you if Telly Armani is calling, I know it's time. I've heard from you a long time. Thank you, Telly.
Thank you, babe.
Telly calling. It's revolution time, y'all. If Telly Armani, see, they're listening and they're watching. It's like a bully. The black community right now is being bullied. Why are you telling your children not to be bullied, and they're sitting there watching that nobody's concerned about them? I told y'all when I was a little girl at 9 years old, and Rosa Parks refused to give her seat to a white man. And I always wanted to sit in front of that bus. And as I was listening as a child, I heard some people say she shouldn't have done it. I heard other people say we ain't going to get in it. But my parents made a decision to stand up and fight and support the Montgomery bus boycott. And why did I tell you that? Because had they not done that, it would have killed my spirit. These children have got to have a sanctuary within the black community. We're the only one with no sanctuary, still without sanctuary. Be clear on that. The psychological stuff that's going on to our children right now is devastating, and we cannot be a soundbite and reread their press release. No, Mr. Emanuel, no, Barbara Bennett, we will not take your press release. Give us some facts. And I'm telling the parents that they need to, what they need to do is to file a lawsuit. Is anybody worried? I want to know. I don't have about a few more minutes, and I'm trying to come to my other calls, but I got to play this. Is anybody worried? I just want to know. The children think that nobody cares. And you want to be trying to tell them what to do? At Harold Washington Culture Center, we off the street and on the stage. We care, y'all. Broadway and Bronzeville. Support Harold Washington Culture Center. Go to the Seaway Bank and come on out and see Broken Windows. Harold Washington Culture Center, number 773-373-1900. Come on, y'all. Let these babies know we worried. Are you worried?
The homeless have nowhere to turn when their stomachs start to burn because they ain't got food to eat.
We on Blog Talk Radio, y'all.
When they got a big turn because they ain't got books to read.
Woo.
Then our babies turn to cry.
Y'all hear that?
Started getting tired because the job train's kind of slow. Because ain't nobody worrying no more. When the tears start to fall and you can't see your way, just will carry on, come on, just in day. You don't have to mourn, help's on the way. Ain't nobody worrying no more, no more, no more. Please, our precious time, disease is taking life, Medicaid ran out, show me a there's a mother on the phone trying to beat the drought. Tell me when will this end? All the suffering, my face is funny.
Hey, y'all, we got the word. I know.
Worrying,
woo!
No
come
more,
on, y'all.
No more,
I got the Holy Ghost up in here, y'all.
No more,
come on, black folks. Pull your margin shoes. Tell them we're no fool. Don't be scared to fight for your baby. Hey, ain't nobody worried. I'm going to play some more that next week. I'm going to try to take Dave. I got to go, David. Ain't nobody worrying, David. I got to go. I got 1 minute, David. How you doing, David? Real quick, 20 seconds. Maddie?
Hello.
One minute. 20 seconds.
Is it Dorothy?
Yeah, you got 20 seconds.
Okay,
I got to go.
Dorothy, Hidden Colors. Hidden Colors is explaining it all to you. Did you pick it up? If you didn't, I can drop it off to you.
Well, leave it at the station for me.
Okay, you said leave it at the station?
Yeah, leave it at the station for me. He's at the Harold Washington. Thank you.
All right. Part two, there's a war on black folks.
There's a
sure.
war.
There's a war.
Thank you,
on
man.
Black
a war on black folks. Ain't nobody worried. Hey, y'all, I want to thank you for calling, for listening today and your calling. I'm sorry I can't get to the other calls. I tried to get the calls of those who was hanging on. This has really been something. I want to make sure that you support the Harold Washington Culture Center. You see what we're doing to these children. Broadway and the Bronzeville.com, you can go. HWCCChicago.org, you can get that. Go to Seaway National Bank, support us, y'all. We need to hang on to our theater, and we need to make sure that you support us. Come out and see Cassandra Bale on March 29th, Broken Windows. Go by Harold Washington and buy your ticket. And Anna is coming too, y'all, but support. Let's support our babies. This is Dorothy Wright Tillman. Call for tea and a conversation with me on WVON. 50 years, celebrating 50 years, y'all. And don't forget to come on out and support us with our 50th anniversary. Call 773-336-3435 or come to VON Reparations Now.
To her people pay remorse or feel the